Hey, we have to talk. I know that you are not happy your father married me. I can't overlook the way you treat me or how you try to ignore me. But we live both here in the same home now. We want both a pleasant life. So let us be friends, or at least deal it like the adult you are. Your mother died 2 years ago, and your father married me. He has needs, emotional and physical, needs you couldn't handle, also sexual needs, and that's nothing you can blame him. He wanted to life in a partnership with a wife. He chose me, and I chose him. I really love your father. He is so attentive. So sweet and so adorable in his efforts to please me. We have great sex together. He loves me, and he would do everything to make me happy. He is a great man and so obedient. He makes me feel great and like a goddess. Here I am. I'm not your mother. I'm much older than you, but I'm not old enough to be your mother. Your father is much older than me. Is that something that you don't like? We are all grown up. We all have the right to choose our partners at every legal age. There is nothing bad about a younger woman being with an older man. And there is nothing wrong for a woman to marry a man who is much older. Do you think I can't handle older men? Perhaps that I'm too inexperienced? Boy, you are wrong. I knew how to tread older men and younger too, I can say. Older and younger men are not so much different as you expect. When the hormones and the lust takes over, they are all the same. And I definitely have the ability and skills to give him great pleasure. What's wrong? So, why do you treat me like this? I know now it was a failure of your father not to introduce me long ago. I've asked him to do it, but your father's thought it is the best idea to surprise you. He was wrong. It is how it is. Behave yourself, young man, and treat me with some respect. And don't think you can mob me out of your family. Don't underestimate me. I may look naive and innocent, but I can be a dangerous enemy. You don't want to have me as an enemy, believe me. What do you think will happen when you complain about me to your father? By your father? He loves me. He loves you too. But I'm his wife, and you are an adult son still living at home. Who have to left the house at last. Your father says I'm a beautiful gift. He never thought that he could be so happy after your mother died. And he makes me happy. Don't you love it to see a pretty woman on his side? Look at me. I'm the woman who make your father happy, who brings him bliss in love. Look at me and try to see me with his eyes. Hey, that's sweat. The way you blush, the way you look shy, and you have to look away means that you think I'm pretty. I'm right, for sure. Don't you like to life with a beauty at your side? I'm pretty sure life can be much worse than to live life aside the side of the beautiful wife your father married. Especially if the wife is interested in the son too. I'm not your mother. It wouldn't be incest. Is it that you can't see a wife in me? because you try to see me as a mother. For sure? Perhaps it is because you didn't saw your mother as a woman. Am I right? But mothers are women, at least for one time. Every mother has fucked with a man until the man spurted his seed in her cunt. Are you envious? Or even jealous? You blush. How sweet. Sure, I'm right. You feign to hate me because you are attracted to me and you don't dare to admit it. You don't have a girlfriend, do you? Okay, here we are. I live with an older man who has an adult son, who is jealous of his father because he married me, a beautiful woman, and the son, you, is solo. Do you have a girlfriend before? Did you have a girlfriend before? I mean, you don't have to tell me, but the idea of you being a virgin is alluring. I've had sex with many men, but never with a virgin. Have I told you that I love your father? Have I told you that that doesn't mean that your father is the only man I want to share my sexuality with? Oh boy. I've a very intense sex drive. Your father knows that. You try to keep pace with me, but that doesn't work for a long time. What will happen when I come nearer to you? You sweat and blush. And what will happen when I lean my body against yours? You are sugar. Do you like it when I lean my body against yours like this? Yes, you do. I can tell. Do you like it when I rub my thigh against your crotch? I've caused a decent boner, I can tell. I love it, causing boners, making men blush and making men erratic and sweat. You seems to be a nice toy. I love it to toy with boys. Feel my thigh rubbing in a slow pace against your crotch. At the beginning of this talk, I was a bit pessimistic and thought, you really don't like me. I see. I was wrong. You like me much more than you want to confess. That's the reason you pretend to hate me, I guess. Feels so nice and so sexy to feel my body against you while I'm rubbing you like this. Let me hug you. I want to feel your skin. I want so slide my hands into your trousers to feel the bare skin of your ass. Yummy. That feels like a pretty crisp small ass. What will happen if I slide one finger between your ass cheeks? Like this. And when I press the tip of this finger against your anus, you gasp. That's so adorable. I tell you what. I have a dominant side, and I get the idea that controlling you is fun. Let's see. I'm stopping now to rub against your crotch. Shall I continue to rub you? Say yes. Say yes, please. Oh, your begging is so pretty. It feels so good to be controlled by a powerful woman. I know. What's good for you? Trust me. You love to be putty in my hands. Beg some more. Some more. You could easily put more desperation in your voice, I'm sure. I'm entering your anus with my finger. That is going to make you squeak, see? And I tell you what, boy. I know that I'm not your mother, but just think now about to call me mommy. The idea of you calling me mommy makes me so wet. Think of it. You have thought of calling me mommy, am I right? Say yes when I am right. Good boy. You know how to please me and to make mommy happy. Now I want you to whisper it. Don't speak it out loud. Just whisper it quietly in my ear. Mommy. Oh, you pleases me so well. You are such an obedient good boy. You are my boy. I'll make you come so hard, but trust me, my good boy. I can make it to something really special. So let me lead you and surrender to me. Surrender to me like your father surrenders to me. Oh, you didn't know? Yes, he surrenders to me. And you should do so too. Obey and let me lead you. I know, it feels good. When you let me lead you, and I know, you know it too. I'll make your orgasm to something really special. So you are not allowed to come before I order you to. I know it's hard for a good, inexperienced boy to suppress his orgasm. But if you can't wait until I command you, mommy will be very angry, and we will both want mommy to be angry, and we both don't want mommy to be angry. Say yes, mommy. Now say it louder. It is so fun for mommy to be with her good, obedient boy. It is so marvelous. You are so adorable and sweet. I'm stripping off my sweater now. Do you want to see mommy's breasts? Say, yes, mommy. And I remove my undershirt. Oh, yes. I'm going to remove my bra, but I have to stop rubbing you with my thigh. We don't want to have an accident because you can't hold back. Say yes, mommy. Yes. Here you are. My breasts are so big, aren't they? Not overly big, but big. I love my breasts. You can touch them. Thank your mommy for that. And there is something very special to the breasts of your mommy. Lick them. Caress them with your mouth. You know what is so special with my breasts? They are full of milk for you. Oh, I know that they are not. But pretend that you suck the milk out of my breasts. That would make mommy happy. Do it. Yes, that's it. Can you prevent yourself from coming if I rub my thigh against your crotch again? Are you sure? Are you sure you can handle sucking milk out of my breasts while I fondle your crotch with my thigh? You must be very strong to handle this. You are my good, strong boy, are you? How I love to hear you call me mommy. Because that's what I am. I mean, not your biological mother, but the woman who controls every inch of your body. The woman who knows what is good and what is bad for you. You like it when I took control over your body and your mind. Say yes, mommy, when I'm right. And no, beg mommy to make you come. Louder. Shout it. Shout it in desperation. I've promised to make you come, but I'll only do it if you're a good, obedient boy. Do you understand? So let me hear your desperation. Once again. I only let you come when you suck the milk out of my breast. So suck every drop of milk you can get. Ah, that's fine. You are my really good obedient boy. Mommy likes his good obedient boy so much. Mommy's going to make this good obedient boy spurt his sticky load all in his pants. I'm rubbing my thigh already at your crotch. But I want you now to hump my thigh. Suck my milk and hump my thigh. Suck and hump. Suck and hump. Good boy. Suck and hump. I want you to come on my command. Suck and hump. I'm going to start a countdown from 10 to 1. Suck and hump. When I reach 1, you're not only allowed to come, you are ordered to come. And you will come. Because mommy always knows what is best for her good, obedient boy. I know that you crave it. Suck my breasts and hump. 9. It will be so fantastic when your cum spurts all in your pants. 8. I know I'll feel so wonderful knowing that my little pervert action build you up so much. 7. I don't need to put much effort in dominating you. Mommy knows what's good for a good obedient boy. And her good obedient boy, trust her. 6. Suck my breasts and hump my thigh. Faster, harder. 5. I know you are in a state. You can explode every moment. But you won't make mommy sad, do you? So suck and hump. 4. I adore that you manage this. Mommy doesn't make it easy for her good, obedient boy. So the reward of an orgasm will be much more worth. Because we know that you makes me happy with your obedience and your passion. 3. Suck and hump. Suck and hump. Feel your cum building up. Feel that you have no control over it. No control of it. Because mommy will have all the power to make it spurt, to make you feel really good, too. Oh, there is only one thing missing, that I make you come so hard. Shout it out with all desperation that you have inside. Shout, please, mommy, please make me come. 1. Come for me, your perverted little baby boy. Spurt, spurt. Spurt your load. Let it spray in your pants. Let it make them all wet. Yes, that's it. That is bliss. Only your mommy can give you. All wet and exhaust and happy and full of bliss. Only mommy can do this to you. Now relax. That was great, wasn't it? You are such a good boy when you please your mommy. You made her happy and proud. Proud of her little son who has done it so well. Her son who is obedient. You are such a good boy. And such a reward for me to life in the same house as you. It's such a reward to feel your attention, your love, your obedience. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel good in my presence, too. I know you feel good in my presence because you love and adore your mommy. That's the best gift I can imagine. I want you to feel so good again and again. But no, it is really valuable when it is something special. I can make you feel good every day, but I can't reward you every day. You have to wait until I reward you, and every time you get a reward, you know that you have done something very special. That's better than cheap sex. So wait for your rewards. When I smile at you, you know that you have done something pretty well. When I wink at you, you'll know that I'll reward you soon. You'll crave my winks. Then you will get horny and your cock will get rock hard when I wink at you. When I wink at you, you know that I'm going to reward you soon. And my rewards are worth all the waiting for it, you know? Say yes, mommy, because you know it pleases me so much. You know, my good boy, I've made you come in your pants, and that was terrific for you, I know. You know that there are much more ways to make you feel good. You can put your cock between my big breasts while I'm moving up and down. I have a great tongue, and I could suck your decent cock into a land of pure fantasies. You don't know what my hands are able to do with your body and your mind, and your cock, of course. You haven't the slightest idea what my pussy could do to you. So there are a lot of things that could happen, and I'm looking forward to experience that all. But you have to be a good boy for me. When I smile, you have done something really good. When I wink at you, I'm going to reward you, and you can get all worked up and aroused and erect. And a wink will arouse you for sure. Just one thing I want to tell you. Your father can be jealous, too. It's better when he don't know that we having sex. I mean, it's not a crime, but he wouldn't like it, so don't tell him. And it's better that he don't get to know when I have sex with other men, too. I mean, I love him. From time to time, I'll bring men here to our house to have sex with them. Doesn't mean something regarding my love to your father, but if he get to know this, he wouldn't like it. Why should we hurt him with such minor details? There is no reason, and you know it well. Say thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mommy, to appreciate this wonderful afternoon.